Being the Absolute. Being the Absolute. Have you ever thought about being the Absolute? Being everything that exists? Being all that is? Being the ideal self of yourself that you are? Have you ever thought of that? It's kind of a wonderful thought, really. When we think about our ideal self, all of the concerns that the earth holds for us, that life here as a human being holds for us, dwindle into nothingness. And when you begin to recognize absolute as the allness, as the only quality that there is, then all of life's experiences become quite unimportant. But that doesn't mean they don't happen. It just means they're quite unimportant. Now, if you had the vision to look forward and see what's going to take place next year, you would act in accordance with what's going to take place next year in a positive way this year. You would not be worried about things that are going to happen because you know what's going to happen. And you know that you're going to put a new cause in motion that it doesn't have to really happen. Just because you have the vision of the tomorrow or the future doesn't mean that tomorrow or the future is going to take place as tomorrow or the future seems to be. So what it is that's important to do is to live our life in the now, in the every moment now, and find that it is the most exciting, enjoyable, and delightful thing that we have ever known. Can you live in the now? Can you live in the idea that all is now, and all is in the first person present tense now, and that there is really no future, there is really no past, there's only the now? When we can train ourselves to realize that all of life is right now, all of life is in the now, and that indeed there is no future, there is no past, there is no otherness than right now, then we begin to look at life quite differently. Now, I'm going to think a thought, and that thought is, I'm sitting here on top of the mountains in the Absolute Monastery, enjoying the morning with a cloudy sky, heavy clouds everywhere that are speaking of rain, and maybe it'll rain and maybe it won't. Heavy clouds have come before, and they have gone away and left no rain. Now, if they leave rain, that's beautiful. But at the moment I'm sitting here, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting here, and there is no cloud that is dropping any rain. There is no cloud that is doing anything untoward the surface of the earth, and if it did, I determine how it's going to happen. So I'm going to say today, right now, I see a gentle mist falling on the earth, making the soil moist and beautiful, letting plants grow beautifully, wonderfully, letting the trees absorb the moisture through their leaves and through their roots, and being a wonderful, wonderful day. I see all of the trees around me gloriously green, verdant, growing with all their heart and soul and being, and it's a glorious thing to see. And it is always a glorious thing to see because it is my choice. I have chosen to see moisture in the air. I have chosen to see the moisture cuddling around the trees. I see the moisture gently touching the soil, making it moist and beautiful so the plants can grow wonderful and glorious. I'm doing that right now. Right now I'm seeing that and I'm knowing that, and I'm knowing that that is what is really taking place in my world, because that's all that takes place in my world, is what I have in my thought about it. Because I live in the now, and I live in the glory and the beauty and the wonder of the now, and it's a marvelous experience, because I live in the absolute. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There is no moment from now, one way or the other. There's only this instant. And in this instant, I see everything wonderful and good. In this instant, I see everything magnificent. If a thought comes to me about something that is to be done, I stop thinking of it as a thought of something that is to be done, and I say, it is done. It is complete. All is in divine order right now. It is done. It is complete. And when I say, it is done and it is complete, then it is done and it is complete. It is not something that is going to concern me in the slightest. It's not something that's going to make me wonder how the outcome is going to be. Because right now, I say to myself, it is done. And right now, it is done. It is done however I choose to think it done. However I choose to know it done and believe it done. It is done. There is no otherness to it. There is no tomorrow to it, no yesterday to it. It's right now, and it's done. And so I look at the sky, and I see all of the clouds, and I see how beautiful that is. I know the sun is peeking through over on the east as it is coming up over the mountains. And it may go the whole day behind the clouds, and that's perfectly all right, because all that is now. And I see everything in divine order. I see everything beautiful. I see everything now. Living in the absolute is living in the now. Being absolute is being now. And the more I train myself to think now, to be now, to live now, the more I am now. The more I am living in the now, the more I am knowing the now and being the now and enjoying the now. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters is for me to be now. For me to be in this beautiful moment, in this beautiful condition, in this beautiful life. And I call my now good and very good. I call my now complete and fulfilled. I call my now the ideal revealed as it is in me right now. So, living the absolute is very nice. You don't feel that there is something that is going to happen, that something that's going to be good, bad, or indifferent. You just know that everything is fantastic and glorious right now. And as I know it for myself right now, I know it for my creation. And whenever I think of my creation, I think of them doing their highest and best as I am doing my highest and best. And as I see them thinking, as I know them thinking, doing their highest and best, I see them 100% enjoying life and every nuance of it. And every person in my life, every person in my life is an angel. Every person in my life is an ideal. Every person in my life is magical. Every person in my life is the absolute expressed now. Every person. No matter what that person may be, no matter how struggling they may or how wonderfully they may have already found themselves and are finding themselves and do know themselves, when I think of them, they are in my thought. They are in my thought as whole and fulfilled. They're in my thought as revealed, as magnificent now, just as I am in my thought, whole and fulfilled, magnificent and revealed right now. So I live the absolute. I am the absolute. I delight in the absolute. And being the absolute is the most wonderful, fantastic, marvelous experience I could ever want in my life, because it's who I am. It's who I am, and it's all that I am. Know that as I think of myself as absolute, I think of each of my creation as absolute, fulfilled, living in the now. And I see you, wonderful, magnificent, living in the now, and I say of you, as I say of myself, I love me, I love me, I love me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say of you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you.